it's self-known on occasion. I have had opportunity to feel it myself. The house has just recently been rebought and has been remodeled, and he lets them know that he is not happy with the changes.
Really?
Yes. So, do I believe in ghosts? Not really as ghosts do, you know. But yes, I do believe that there are.
Spiritual energy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You think people around here are very superstitious?
I think the older, how do I say this without sounding racist? I think the older Hispanics probably more so.
Okay.
Than.
Do you know any, maybe one or two of their superstitions?
No, but I wish my best friend was here. She could tell you.
Yeah. Is she Hispanic?
She's half.
Okay.
And her grandmother kept her in many a story.
And the other half Mormon or Anglo?
The other half Anglo.
Okay.
But not Mormon.
Okay.
Although she is herself LDS. She joined. So.
Let's see. You have an expression for really tired that you use. Sometimes.
Really tired?
Yeah, when you're really tired at the end of the day or something.
Butt dragging or licking the floor. Yeah.
That's good. I haven't heard the old timer say that too much. What about really disgusted?
Really disgusted?
Yeah.
No, say that again.
If you're really disgusted with something. Okay.
P.O.'d.
Okay. Good. How about if you're really angry?
P.O.'d.
Same thing.
No. When I'm really angry, I say, I am really angry.
Okay.
And that's when you know that you don't mess.
Mom's angry.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
Start using the middle names.
Yeah, absolutely. Or if I use only their middle names, they know that they are about to fry.
Wow.
Yeah.
I heard that one. Uh-huh. What about really frightened? An expression for really frightened.
Scared spitless.
Do you have an expression for if you have to leave in a hurry, or if someone leaves in a hurry, they did?
I don't know.
Maybe skedaddle. Have you ever
heard
that?
I've heard skedaddle. Gotta
skedaddle. Might be an older term.
You know, a more modern one. I'm out of here. I gotta go. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I hear that a lot more than anything.
Okay. An expression you use around the 25th of December.
Merry Christmas,
yeah.
Or Happy Holidays,
and then 6 or 7 days later,
Happy New Year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And is there a term for Colorado natives that you know of?
I don't know. We get called fools a lot. Colorado fool. Not as far as I know.
Okay, so Coloradoan or Colorado?
Yeah.
You hear it, but it doesn't sound like you use it much.
No.
How about natives of other western states, like Texas.
Hmm. Just a Texan.
Yeah.
An Okie.
Oh, yeah. That's
from
right.
Oklahoma.
Right. What about California?
I can't think of one.
Californian?
Yeah. Yeah, but that's just who they are, or where they're from. Or,
yeah.
I don't think of it as a...
Okay.
As a defining thing, necessarily. It's just for where they're from.
Yeah.
Which I guess defines who you are.
Somewhat. What about other terms for Americans? Like, you could call an American anything else?
I don't know.
That's a hard one. I haven't been getting for that.
I only heard it once, and I heard it from an older man that fought in the World War. And he called himself a patriot. And I don't know if Americans see themselves as patriots or not, but...
Yeah. Maybe he, because he was in the war.
Maybe.
What about a Canadian? Ever heard a term for Canadian?
Only, you know, I always associate the Mounties with Canadians.
Really?
But I don't know why.
Have you ever heard the term Canuck?
Canuck, I have.
Okay. And Mexicans, is there a term for them that's used around here?
Hmm.